A Poseidon Radio production.
It's time.
Jeff the Angry Man Garlock.
Your disease. And I'm the cure.
Wisp Turlington.
Oh, boys! I'm back!
Keg Stand. Jason Gore.
Resistance is futile.
Art Sparks.
In your dreams.
If those names don't frighten you, you haven't been listening to the Jeff and Wisp Show. And here they are. Jeff the Angry Man Garlock and Wisp Turlington.
Welcome to the Jeff and Wisp Show. This is Jeff the Angry Man Garlock with my co-host, Wisp Turlington.
Still
sounds sweet. It's still getting not used to it. You're used to it. It sounds great in your ears and great on your tongue. Coming off. Oh, I know you love it. And I'm loving being here with my good friend, Wisp Turlington.
Keg Stand. Keg Stand, how you doing this morning, Keg?
I'm horny, Keg Stand. Oh, Jesus. That's how we're starting.
602. And he's starting with, I'm horny.
I mean, no, wow. No subtext. He's just saying it. That's
no
just a fact.
Subtext. He's just like, here it is. It's on the table.
But you know what?
Enjoy.
It works. It works with that intro because I, for the first time I'm hearing, and now I'm feeling this way. If you don't hear those names, you might be frightened. It says we would be frightened. Our listeners
would be frightened.
And I got to say, if Keg Stand's yelling, I'm horny at 6:02 in the morning, then I'd probably be frightened too. Yeah, you should be, Keg Stand. All right. Jesus. 6:03. And
God,
he's already threatening us.
603 is still doing it. Oh, my God. It's not just us. It's Jason Gore. How you doing over there, Jason?
Great, guys. Good to be in here with you. Of course, we're going to be talking rock news today. We're going to be talking all of the entertainment news you listen to right here on the Jeff and Wisp Show. Valverde, wake up. Got a lot of great news for you. And of what? What do you... Okay, Scotty says to fire this.
All the news you can use, or the news you can lose.
Uh-huh.
It's news time on 108.9 The Hawk.
What do you mean? Okay, we're losing our signal.
Jump Clumpton, News Radio 8888.
Frank Blumpton, News Radio 8888.
And, breaking news from Sharny Tower, where brown smoke is coming out of Sharny Tower at the moment, meaning a new Ma Sharny has been elected. Now, we've gone through this before.
It will not be the last time, but it's not the first time.
What's interesting about this one is that we haven't had a Ma Sharny since the last Ma Sharny perished. Gunfire killed Mickey Mac-Mac, known as our last Ma Sharny, and we have had an interim period without a Ma Sharny. More on that.
Rest in power to Mickey Mac-Mac. And now a good reminder, the gunfire was from himself. He was shooting varmints, sitting in a hot tub, and took himself out. So now we are left with a question.
What is the question?
We are left with a query.
What is the query?
We are left with a statement. It's
what
time.
Okay, do it.
For a new Ma Sharny.
And a new Mickey Mac-Mac?
Well, only time can tell if there will be a new Mickey Mac-Mac, but time has told that there will be a new Ma Sharny. Now, of course, the elders. The elders of Sharnies have been meeting behind their secret doors.
Yes, they have.
Conferring amongst themselves of the various types, various people who could be the future Ma Sharnies.
But my question for you, does it have to be a human?
Good question. And I'll answer that with an answer. No.
Oh, very good. There you have it. It does not have to be a human. Now, we do have a reporter on the scene, Sandy Glunkton. Sandy, what's going on down there?
Well, it's a great time down here at Sharny's Tower. And we're looking at all the that is brown smoke coming out of the top. Guys, I think that means the Cardinal of Sharny's has chosen a brand new Ma Sharny. Back to you.
Literally what we just said.
We did not need to talk to Sandy because he's just repeating things in a more upbeat attitude.
Very, 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 very interesting. More breaking news. As we get it, we will send it back over to your original signals now.
There is.
Does that mean we're back?
Now we're supposed to talk about music after
now?
Jesus. Okay.
What hat? Wow, my God. A new Ma Sharni. Unbelievable.
You know, I can't believe I gotta say, I'm blown away.
Could you say, wait. Is this a I gotta say?
Oh, this is definitely a segment of I gotta say. You know, I gotta say, I am blown away with the way this has developed, because I always went in thinking, sure, we might have new Ma Sharnis if they die, if they just give up, if they get tired and maybe go into a sleep. But I never thought that it might not be a human being. Now, this seems like maybe it could be anything, including the kitchen sink. And I'm going to leave now with you, Wisp. Do you think the kitchen sink is going to be the new Ma Sharni?
Well, God, can you elect a kitchen sink? And then when you talk about kitchen sink, my mind is going all the way down to Seabird's Burritos right there in Valverde Bay, sponsors of today's show. And have you tried the kitchen sink?
Oh my God. Every
ocean bird meat you can think of just crammed into one gigantic burrito. And all I got to say, two words for you, Jeff, get ready.
Projectile diarrhea.
Oh, no, that would be, that's actually four words.
Oh, project. Aisle.
Project. Tile.
Dire.
Ia.
Ia, of course, from the Latin meaning seabird.
Oh, God, we're learning Latin today.
We're learning a lot
Jeff
today.
Jeff and Wisp show. No, my two words, get ready for them. Hold on to the studio desk. Yum, yum.
Oh, I got pulled away because I was blown away. Man, I got to get myself a kitchen sink burrito down there.
You got to go down there. I was there yesterday, and I got to say, I was, because I had to scout things out before the show, because I want to get all the things right that we need to be talking about here on 108.9 The Hawk. You're home for rock.
People don't realize how much work we both put in going into everything we do. We are not just making this stuff up as we go along. We're not just taking in information about what's going on in Valverde and just giving you a hot take on it without any sort of information or logic backing it up.
Everything's planned.
That would be a crazy way to do morning radio.
Nuts.
Why would you set up large 20-minute sections of morning radio on classic rock for just four idiots to just yammer for 20 minutes at a time with uninformed opinions?
Wait a second. One, two, Kexen. Oh, Jason.
Jason. Four. I mean, I forgot Jason was here, honestly. I was shocked when he showed up in the first place.
So I went down there with my good friend Peter Cetera.
Oh, big Seabird fan.
Peter said, does my ass...
Valley News Radio 8888. I'm Steve Tutumtumton.
And I am Franco Patunking.
And we have breaking news from Sharni Tower, where the brown smoke has ended, meaning that the Cardinals have selected a brand new Ma Sharni. We go down to the scene and Sandy Glunkton.
Oh, Jesus. Well, the crazy thing about here is the smoke has ended, meaning the Cardinals have just chosen a brand new Ma Sharni. Back to you, Steve.
Oh, my God.
Breaking news. We're going to stop throwing to Sandy because he's just reiterating the facts. It's like he's filling in space. Everything we have said already.
Oh, we do have an alert here on the wire. And the new Ma Sharni. Krog. Now, you may remember Krog as a human-hawk hybrid from the Hawk Trees incident down at Valverde Valley Mall, also once known as Area 24, when the United States government took it over because of all of the mutant hawks taking over Valverde and fighting us for our freedoms.
And of course, we don't need to remind you of that because we all remember the pain and the suffering that we all went through under the iron fist of Krog, until our beloved Mayor David Lee Roth came in. to take that pain away.
Do we have a clip, David Lee Roth talking about Krog? What, Mr. We do have the clip for David Lee Roth talking about Krog. Let's see what he says right now.
Go down to the beach with a sword in one hand and a torch in the other and still inject a sense of humor.
With those mighty words, Krog had fallen.
There you go.
And a sunshine fell across all of Valverde.
Now we have a brand new statement from the mayor, Mayor Lee Roth, about Krog's crowning as the new Maz Sharni. We go to that statement right now, recorded just a minute ago in the studio next to us.
You don't work music. You work an Atari game. You right. work a computer or a typewriter. You don't work a guitar. You play it.
Big, big words from a big, big mayor, Mayor Lee Roth, on Krog being our brand new Maz Sharni. We knew at some time that we would have a brand new Maz Sharni. How does it feel inside of you right now to have a brand new Maz Sharni?
I am full of fear for the first time. Mm. I've never had a Maz Sharni that brought on such terror, knowing what he could wreck across this entire town, or the chocolate fondue buffet.
Oh, not at Sharni's right now. Will it stand? Will the chocolate waterfall still stay in place under Krog's rule? Of course, everybody knows. And this News Radio 8888 broadcast brought to you by Sharni's. No one eats for free.
No one eats for free at Sharni's.
That I think that Krog will rule with an iron fist to ensure that no one, and I mean no one, Turnkin, will eat for free. Do you agree?
Well, when quality is king, then you know you're at Sharni's. And when the Maz Sharni is Krog, you know that is the king of all mutant hawks looking over you. So yes, I agree. The chocolate fondue will live on forever.
Good, good. Now we do have Krog coming into the studio right now for his first interview as the new Maz Sharni. Please take a seat right there. I am Steve Klumkumpetin.
And I am Krog, the Maz Sharni to end all Maz Sharnis. Thank you for having me.
No, it's wonderful to have you here, Krog. As I shake in my place here in fear of you and all that you stand for, are there any planned changes for how Sharni's will rule with 98 buffets in every location?
First off, you must not fear Krog. Krog is only to bring love. This is a new Krog, a Krog who has a love for buffets, a love for large amounts of food shoved down one's gullet like Americans enjoy. Many times over, Krog will not hold you back from destroying your body with meatball upon meatball upon meatball. He may have an iron claw coming from his mutant wing, but he knows that the iron claw must be extended and given a spoon to serve a Swedish meatball in white gravy on all of the plates who would like to feast in front of Maz Sharni.
Wonderful news from Krog, the new Maz Sharni. Now, our last question here, because we know you have a lot of important work to get to at all of the 78 locations of Sharni's in the greater Valverde area. No one eats for free.
No one eats for free at Sharni's.
Will you retain the title of Maz Sharni, or will you retain the title of Krog, leader of the Hawk people?
A wonderful question query from you, my friend.
Thank you.
This is a title that shall be shared. I shall be Maz Sharni in one dimension, and Krog in another dimension. And in between thine two dimensions, I shall be one, ruling with an iron claw and iron hand, shaking over the Kool-Aid bar. And I will extend the reign of Maz Sharni under my reign, Krog's reign. We will no longer just be Valverde. We will take on the world!
Thank you, Krog, Maz Sharni. Many great wishes from News Radio 8888 to you on your new path.
Godspeed.
We head on. Good. We now send you back to your regular scheduled program.
Ghost Boots are Trolls. Ghost Boots are Trolls.
What? We gotta end. What? So you're saying that nobody heard goofs, spoofs, or truths today?
We cut to God. We had so many truths and just a handful of goofs. God.
I just listed 80 truths.
So many truths.
Jesus Christ.
There were a lot of spoofs. That's where we just started listing off Leslie Nielsen movies that
are
unrepresented in the memories of America.
Rest in power. Well, it is 6:18 on 108.9 The Hawk.
Could you imagine if Leslie Nielsen could have been one of our Mosh Sharnies?
Oh, my God. Could you?
I can't. That's the thing. I'm asking you because I can't. Because I think we'd be overwhelmed with fart machines.
Oh my God, we would be so overwhelmed. You would think you're having a stroke because you're like, I can't smell it.
I can't smell it, but I'm hearing it. I'm certainly hearing it.
You're wondering, did I have a stroke at one point in time? Do I have nothing but scar tissue up there? It's a good question. It's a query, and we'll get to it on 108.9 The Hawk.
If you visit Valverde and you want to prove it to your friends and family, then come on down to the Valverde Tourist Tea Shop right on Hog Street, where we have a selection of over 8,000 souvenir t-shirts. How do we have so many? Because we'll put the word Valverde at the bottom of any t-shirt, even if it has nothing to do with anything that happens in Valverde. Such as, it's not a beer belly, it's a battery for a sex machine. Valverde. It's not a bald spot, it's a solar panel for a sex machine. Valverde. Hey you, let's have sex. Valverde. And we got them all. Bootleg looking Pokemon characters with the word Valverde under it? We got it. A picture of a dog licking its own butt with Valverde written in the Gucci font? We got it. Or a simple, exquisite, I heart to fart. Valverde, we got it. So come on down to Valverde Tourist Tees. We'll put Valverde under anything.
Hey kids, check on your dad today, cause he's probably overdosed on too much dire straits.
Dad? Dad, wake up. Oh God, Mom, call Valverde Memorial Hospital.
A public service announcement from your home for classic rock, 108.9 The Hawk. Spin Doctors. They're kind of classic rock.
They're kind of classic rock.
I
kind of
love
rock. Them
in the way I love the Doobies. You know what I mean?
Where you're like, I think I like this song. And wait, this one's good. Doobies. And oh, wait, we're singing a song about Jimmy Olsen? Why?
What? Why?
Oh, he has blues. I guess that's something you could waste a song's lyric set on. That's fine.
6:24 on the Jeff and Wisp Show on 108.9 The Hawk and its entertainment news. From Hollywood to Valverde, if the stars are doing it, you're hearing about it on Hawk Entertainment News.
And guys, Jason Gore on 108.9 The Hawk, and I gotta tell you, the big news this morning, of course, all of the stars are out and talking about this latest Mosh Sharney crowning. What a shock. Did not see it coming. I had thought for the longest time that, you know, not having a Mosh Sharney was kind of in tribute to our fallen friend, Mickey Mac Mac.
Rest in power.
I thought, rest in power to Mickey Mac Mac. And I thought maybe they would hold off on that decision, but the Cardinals made the decision today. And Jathan Statham, did I say that correctly, guys?
I think you were way off.
I think
Jason Statham.
Oh, I always thought it was Jason Statham.
So it's...
I always thought there was a silent thuzz. Yes.
Okay, so Jason Statham...
Sorry, the beekeeper.
The beekeeper says that it is really great to have such a wonderful half-human, half-hawk hybrid in power again.
I'm sorry, I can't hear that quote unless I hear it in Jason Statham's voice. I don't know.
Hold on.
It's really great to have a human hawk hybrid in power once again, beekeeper in theaters now.
Great. Good clip.
That's
Thank
amazing.
You, for
you know,
that,
he's
Scotty.
Less cockney than you think he is. Like, usually, he is, like, he is so cockney.
He's usually so full. It's an act. I've heard it's an act. You know, I'm kind of in the entertainment world now. So I'm just going to say, from what I hear, it is an act. Paula Abdul saying, straight up, now tell me there's a human hawk hybrid as Mosh Sharney. That's great news to me.
Wow.
Very exciting news from
referencing
Paula
Abdul. Something? I don't know what that's a reference to.
Oh, it's a reference to her hit Straight Up.
Oh, I don't
know. On the Forever Your Girl album. I believe that came out in 1989, Jeff.
And I believe I'm a classic rock DJ, so I've got a very small window of knowledge.
And all of the stuff keeps coming in. Meryl Streep saying, yay, Krog, finally. Three words that mean a lot.
Do you have a quote from Glenn Close as well?
Glenn Close. Do we have the sounder? Okay, this is what Glenn Close said about it minutes ago. Perfect.
Sounds like Glenn Close to me.
Sounds like exactly like Glenn Close.
Dead on.
She's doing this thing where she just doesn't really say the words anymore. She kind of sings them in a drone.
It's beautiful. Yeah, when it comes out of Close, it's no close call there. I love it.
The ghost of Greg Allman has apparently weighed in on this. Of course, we all know what he said. Hey, man, I ain't no angel.
I don't even need to fill it in. Hey, yeah. Man, I ain't no angel. Oh, there he's right here. We could have just let him say it.
Of course, entertainment news brought to you by Sharnies. And that's the ghost of Greg Allman just firing off his old-timey saloon pistol in the background. Thank you for that, Greg Allman. More news as we have it. Back to you, Wisp and Jeff.
All right.
My God, so much going on today.
So much going on. I just... what's going to happen next? What is going to happen next?
Andy Cohen, what happens next?
Andy Cohen, not coming on the show.
Not coming on the show?
We tried. No. We tried to have him on the show.
Tried to have a post-Masharney wrap-up with Andy Cohen, but he said no.
He said nope.
Because he's going to Sharnies, is what he told us.
He
and I was like,
going to Sharnies, and no one eats for free. Remember that. Just know that.
No one eats for free at Sharnies.
Oh, good God on a cracker. How was your, what would you do last night? Of course, I was down at Seabirds.
Oh, sure.
What were you doing? What did you get into?
Oh, I saw Flunker.
Well, that's going to have to wait. Well, it's time for a community calendar, a service of Poseidon Radio. And, of course, 108.9 The Hawk. We'll find out what you did. We'll find out what you did after this. But, hey, on Tuesday, head on down to Zazzers. Oh, my God. They're going to have some great rock bands down there. But Weezer. Back in town doing nothing but their butt version of the Blue Album. I can only imagine what that means.
I truly can only imagine. Can you imagine the talking part in Undone the Sweater Song with just...
Do they do the Ace Ventura ass?
That's what I'm thinking. Let me ask you a Weezer.
Hey, man, you going down to the party?
Hey, man. It's good to see you, man.
They're all bent over with their... hands in their butts, making their butts like the lips.
Man, that was the best part of Ace Ventura when he said, what? Let's not make this a one-time thing. This is just part of my character.
Oh, that's what it is. Hey, hold on a second. Are you talking to me or are you talking to Ventura? See, Ace is up here.
It's like a Total Recall Quado situation.
It's a Total Quado.
Total Quado.
That everybody
loves. Speaking of, Total Quado is playing with Butt Weezer.
Oh, my God. Oh, everybody, it's the hardest band to watch, literally.
Ugh, it's
because
disgusting.
They have quados on their chest that they just lift up their basses and guitars, and then everyone sees quado, and it's a disgusting, disgusting thing. Moving on in the community calendar, what do you got for us, Jeff?
Well, of course, on March 24th, we are going to have the Theremin Festival, and that one's going to be happening at the Val Verde Community Center that's attached to the Val Verde Library Annex, which is, of course, the extra library when the original library got blown up. No one still knows why it blew up, but we all remember.
I know why.
Too many large print books is what my guess was always.
Little hint.
Oh, we got a thumbs going back to Wiz. Somebody had too many fines, I'm thinking.
Hey, who has two thumbs and once droned a library?
Oh, my gosh.
That's
that Theremin Festival is going to be fantastic. It's, of course, run by Molly Schmally. Molly is the oldest librarian at Val Verde. She can't see. And she can't read, even, which is interesting.
And she says that to you constantly. She
says
it over
and
over.
She screams it.
Can't see! Can't read!
It's like, all right, Molly,
chill out. Okay.
And she knows nothing about the theremin, so I think it's going to be an interesting little session.
It's going to be really great. Hey, the following Thursday after that, make sure you're heading out to Bible Tuesday.
Ooh.
On a Thursday. Interesting.
Interesting.
That's happening down at Valverde Methodist Laser Tag Arena, the church that has converted over to a fun time, Bible time, all the time kind of atmosphere and feel. A lot of great parishioners down at Valverde Methodist Laser Tag Arena. And if you want to learn about laser tag and a little bit about the Bible, make sure you're heading down there for Bible Tuesday.
And a reminder, the emphasis is on little bit, because most of it is laser taggy, and then you feel like a slight, almost aura of Christianity just spitting at you there.
Oh, the best. What else is going on? Community calendar.
Oh, community calendar, of course. It's peach time. That's right.
Oh, thank God.
It's time for the peaches. The peaches are coming in, and we've got the peaches. And, of course, the presidents of the United States of America are going to be down here giving out peaches right outside of Food Gulch before they get thrown into the gulch. This is, of course, when all of the peaches that have grown in Valverde, where we are very known for peaches, they're all about to rot. And it's when they're at their worst. So we just have to try to eat all those peaches. And the presidents are just going to be throwing them at you, singing the whole time. And the interesting part is they're only going to be singing Gump, which is the Weird Al parody of Lump, which isn't even the song about peaches.
Gump. I love Lump. I love Lump so much, but I hate Gump.
Oh, well, don't go down to peaches Gump, because
my least favorite movie of all time. I hated the first one. I hated the second one.
Oh my God. Forrest
and then Gump
two.
In space.
Here's some more crap.
Oh
my God.
Jesus. Well, hey, that's Community Calendar, a service of Valverde. I used to say Valverde Radio Partners. Doesn't exist anymore.
Doesn't exist.
A service of Poseidon Radio and, of course, 108.9 The Honk. That's good. It's always like the, I like to find out what's going on in the community. It's always a. What is that?
I still don't know what's going on, but I recognize that screech.
Oh,
and I recognize that it's me.
Hey guys, it's me. I'm Mickey Mac.
I'm. Are you sure you're Mickey
it's me,
Mac?
Mickey Mac? Mac. I'm Mickey Mac.
Mickey Mac.
Oh, that's
sounded
the
a little too much like Wisp for a second, and I thought, I can't do that. It can't be the same voice. I gotta be me.
You gotta be you, Wisp. It's so good to see
me.
You. Realizing that you need to be
God,
your own person.
It is
my
so
God.
Good to see you. What? So were you just in the ether? Were you in the ether, Mickey? Were you in the ether?
Can you answer the question, Mickey? Were
Can you
in
just
the
answer,
ether?
Were you in the ether? He took the crowning of Anuma, Sharni, to free me.
And I thought, if I'm coming back, why don't I sound like someone else? And I decided to sound like Wisp, and it doesn't make any sense. But
no,
you know what makes sense? Good rock and roll. And we've got that right here on 108.9 The Honk. And on the phone right now, we've got the guys from Firehouse. What's going on, guys from Firehouse?
Hey, what's up? Is this Mickey Mac?
It's
the
me.
Guys from Firehouse.
Oh my God, all of the guys from Firehouse talking as one voice.
Yep, this is the guitarist.
One entity.
And then this is the drummer. And hey, I'm the singer of what band? Firehouse,
one of my favorite bands. But I've got to hang up on you because on the phone right now, I've got another one of my favorite bands, Great White. Jack Russell from Great White. What's going on? It's me, Mickey Mac.
Hey, this is Jack Russell from Great White. I just wanted to call in to say, Mickey, glad to hear you're back. Of course, I'm always listening to Jeff and Wisp in the morning.
Hey, Jack, what's going on? What's going on,
I don't
on,
care
man?
About you. I've only been listening because I wanted to see if Mickey would ever come out of the ether. Only us and hair metal
he
bands
still
were
hasn't
aware.
Answered that, Jack.
I know, I've been waiting. That's why I want to know.
He still hasn't answered if it was an ether thing or not.
Should Jack from Great White ask the question? Mickey,
huh?
Were you in the ether?
Was I in the ether?
And why are you back?
Oh, man. I gotta tell it all.
Throw it all out at us. That would be fantastic. Great White out.
Have fun at the next show. Mickey, floor is yours. It is 6:23. Where'd you go? What happened? Woot-a-doodle.
What question was that, Wisp? What did you just ask?
Did you?
Well,
did you just have a bitty stroke there?
No.
Woodle-doodle.
Woodle-doodle. You guys are acting like you've never heard of a woodle-doodle? That means, like, what happened, buddy? Oh, my God. We did that all the time in 77 right here on 108.9 The Honk. We would have bands coming in, the guys from Styx, and I'd be like, all right, the guys from Styx are here, woodle-doodle. And then they would tell me about their bullshit, and I would have to hear it, and we talk, and then, you know, we do this on rock nights all the time. Sorry, it's not proper. You guys don't understand proper radio.
Apparently we don't, Jesus.
I can't do anything about it. What the doodle, Mickey?
Well, I died.
We know that. And then what happened after you died, Mickey?
Then I went to another place where it was nothing but the great rock stars of all time. Name them.
Members of Jet Boy.
All of Jet Boy were there saying, Mickey, we welcome you in a great big bear hug from Jet Boy. All the dead members of the heavy metal, hair metal band that nobody remembers, but they appear in every hair metal book. And you're like, who's Jet Boy? Why are all these people writing about Jet Boy? But they're there in wherever I was. Heaven, hell, I don't know. But it was a great time and it looked just like the rainbow.
So you're telling us that rock and roll heaven and or hell is just like the rainbow.
Just like the rainbow. Sticky floors, low ceilings.
Video poker.
Beer for hours.
And the best waffle fries this side of the Sunset Strip.
Oh, my God. I could go there right now for just a nice...
My God, I wish I get some waffle
fries. You know, beer for hours. You're going to get a beer, and then it's like, oh, we're out of beer. And you're like, shit.
Guess hours have passed.
Again? Okay, Mickey, Jimi Hendrix, was he there?
Of course Jimi Hendrix was there. Who do you think was DJing?
Jimi Hendrix is a DJ.
Wow, what was he DJing?
Yeah.
Mainly The Hustle.
Really?
And Le Freak by Chic.
Interesting.
Those are definitely songs that happened after Jimmy died, so it's really great to hear that he has been playing those wherever you were.
You gotta keep an open mind after you die.
Gotta keep an open mind.
And then I said, it's time for me to go home. And they said, you can't go yet. And I looked, and it was the two Beatles that are dead.
Oh, my gosh.
But it wasn't. It was three Beatles. It was Stuart Sutcliffe, and he came out, and he was really mean. And he said, it's time for you to get down there, you bloody little fuck. And he punched me as hard as he can. And I fell through the ether and back into the studio. And all of this took place in the span of 30 minutes.
Wow, that was an action-packed 30 minutes, Mickey. Jeez.
As long as Mick Mars is still in Motley Crue, I'm happy to be back.
Yikes.
Ooh,
yeah.
As long as John 5 is not playing guitar for Motley Crue, I am going to keep everything up here straight, and I'm not going to lose my shit because I was cruelly, cruelly punched out of the afterworld by Stuart Sutcliffe, formerly of the early Beatles.
My God, we might have to keep Mickey in a hyperbaric chamber to keep him from freaking out on us.
Is the hyperbaric chamber ready? Because I honestly might need it.
I think I might need it after this.
As long as we're playing nothing but the best rock hits of all classic time and none of the new stuff that came out in the 90s, like the Pearl Jams and the Nirvanas and the Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, my God. This commercial break is going to be painful.
Put some of those, those headphones that you put on a kid when you're shooting your gun. You're like, I don't want you to hear this, son, because you want to protect his ears. We're going to need a pair of those, Scotty. Pronto stat. With the doodle, I'm getting those over here. Can we get those quickly?
The gun ones, like they have, like Ralph Fiennes wore in the movie Quiz Show, like I think is what we need.
Do we have those Quiz Show ones?
You got the Quiz Show headphones.
We don't have it, and we have to go back into the rock. This isn't going to be good.
Brace yourself, everybody.
Brace yourself. The Jeff and Wish Show will be right back.
The world is a vampire.
Huh? What?
Oh my God, cut the mics. He's about to freak out. Oh God!
carbon monoxide. Some call it the silent killer. Some call it a poof of uh-oh air. I just call it that smell. Hi, I'm Jerry Van Zandt, third cousin twice removed of Lynyrd Skynyrd founder Ronnie Van Zandt, and I am the owner and proprietor of That Smell Carbon Monoxide Detection Agency. Carbon monoxide. You can't smell it, but I can, which is why I went into this line of business. It's also the reason Ronnie wrote that song, That Smell. Yes, that song, That Smell, is all about this guy. Cousin Ronnie called me one day and said, Cousin Jerry, you know how you're the only person who can smell carbon monoxide? And I said, yes, Cousin Ronnie. And he said, well, I wrote a damn song about it. And I said, I'll do you one better. I'll name my company after that damn song. And he said, shucks. So if you want the best nose for sniffing out carbon monoxide in the greater Verde Valley, you call me. It's the only thing that I can smell. So if I smell it, I'm going to shout, run! And you're going to pay me $100 at That Smell Carbon Monoxide Detection Agency. Run!
What happens when a New Jersey rocker watches every episode of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman and comes up with his own show about a doctor who makes his own medicine that makes everyone sick? You get the longest running syndicated show this side of Walker, Texas Ranger. 17 years and counting.
Hey man, my mom was sick. You gotta help her.
You came to the right place. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Dr. Jonathan Bonathan Jovi, and I seem to be the doctor that can cure your mother's disease. But, oh no, looks like I'm fresh out of the good medicine.
Oh no, is this that medicine y'all been making?
Hush now. Your mother will enjoy this. It's what she gets for falling in love.
Bad medicine is what she needs. David Bryan, Dave the Snake Sabo, and Bon Jovi in Bad Medicine on Channel 8, your home for great shit. My soul. I'm going to join you on this one, Mickey. My God.
Oh, God. I love Sublime, but you know what I love the most?
What you love the most, Wisp?
Rome with Sublime.
Oh my
and
God.
And you know what I love the most?
What do you love the most, Wisp?
When Rome with Sublime tours as Rome with Sublime without any members of Sublime.
Totally well, makes sense.
Great. There goes my entertainment news break so we can.
Oh, Jason, you're here. I forgot to.
Yeah, no, I'm here. Hi, Mickey. Hi. It's good to have you back.
Mickey, if you don't remember, this is Jason Gore.
I remember him. Why?
Yeah, why indeed? It is unclear what his role is.
I think he's asking about the music. I don't think he's asking about why I'm here.
Oh, okay. I mean, Wisp, you thought he was asking why Jason was here, right?
I thought it was. I've been asking that question for weeks. Why?
Especially since you're the goddamn program director and you're forcing us to listen to Sublime and we're not listening to Sublime with Rome. And we're not listening to Rome with Sublime. My God, what are we doing here, Jason?
How many times have I told you this comes from up top? And of course,
classic excuse.
Entertainment news brought to you by the fabulous Thunderbirds Shipping Company. Wrap it up, they'll ship it.
Wrap it up, we'll ship it.
Okay, and also we have to get one of these in legally.
A Poseidon Radio Production.
There we go. Thank you. Back to you guys. He's kind of a dick.
He's kind of being a little bit of a dick.
Scotty, fire the delay.
Yeah. Also, is this one of the he's kind of being a dick segments?
Oh, I think this is. Here we go.
When your buddy Jason Gore is kind of being a dick, he's a dick. He's a dick. When your buddy Jason Gore is kind of being a dick, he's a dick. This is not good.
He's a dick.
Welcome to Jason Gore is a dick. Only right here on 108.9 The Hawk. We're going to talk about the things we do not like about Jason Gore, starting with his entertainment news segment.
Oh, it's a good place to start.
Jesus Christ, great place to start. A lot of people and stars that nobody gives a shit about.
I don't need to know anything
about Jason Statham. First off, it is Statham. I looked it up in the break. Everybody was wrong here. And Val Verde is laughing at us, but also they're laughing more at you, Jason Gore, for being a dick.
Yeah, mostly blame
fire,
you for that.
Fire, Jeff, fire.
You guys, know, you another thing that he has just become unforgettable.
What?
In that I am forgetting him and I'm unclear why he's here. That's how I use unforgettable.
I am here as the news director.
Oh, now you're a news director as well. News director, program director.
I'm a news director.
I'm a program director.
Jesus.
So we got bad news. We got new classic rock. What are we what is going on here? You're just a conduit, Jason. You're a conduit to the big man.
Man.
And you know what? I will kill the messenger. That's what I got to say. You know, because in this case, the messenger's being a real prick.
Is this a segment of Kill the Messenger?
Oh, I think it's Kill the Messenger.
Well, here, fire it, Scotty.
You know, a lot of people say this is the segment where we do it together.
A lot of people say if you're going to get angry at somebody, don't kill the messenger.
But in this case, I say yes. You gotta kill the messenger.
Maybe.
Because he is the one that's doing it with a snide look on his face. And he's doing it with an attitude that I just ain't cottoning to anymore. So you know what?
Maybe the messenger's working really hard and riding his bikes through the streets of Valverde to get your documents from point A to point B. So maybe you're being too hard on the messenger.
Wow. That became a real point-counterpoint for Kill the Messenger.
It really
You, of course, were talking about our venerable bike messengers in Valverde, one of the best.
Yes, of course. All the bikes.
Carrier pigeon bike messengers. They are just fantastic. They do not use pigeons. People got to stop saying that.
Now, if we're talking about
the metaphor of the messenger, then we're talking about Jason Gore, and in that case, I say kill the messenger.
I say
100%.
Just
shoot him out of a cannon.
Guys, I'm still sitting in the studio.
Oh, there you are. I didn't even see you.
We're going to shoot you out of a cannon.
That's what we've stumbled upon.
Wait, Jeff. Is this a shoot you out of the cannon?
It might be.
Okay, fire it, Scotty. Oh, my God. All the people I'd like to shoot out of a cannon. Starting, Jeff Lynn, you've been staying too long at Turlington Manor.
It's
time for you to hit the fucking bricks. Shoot you out of a cannon. Boom.
Horn section from Chicago. We've put up with your notes for too long.
Too fucking long.
We have all
Let's
said,
do one. Let's
oh,
do
it
a
sounds
note. Let's
great.
Do Let's do a note. Let's do a note. Let's do a note. Here we go.
You see how atonal that
sound
sounds?
Good.
Get in the cannon. You're getting shot out.
Oh, Dr. Oz. I went to you the other day and you said this rash looks fine. And now I can't move my right hand.
It hasn't moved the entire broadcast.
Hasn't. Left hand doing good. Right hand too heavy to lift off of the studio counter. You're getting in the cannon. You're getting in the goddamn cannon, Dr. Oz.
Speaking of Dr. Oz, the Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz, get in the fucking cannon.
I go there because I had a rash on my left hand. He says, I'm not that kind of doctor. And I said, I never said you were a doctor. I said you were a wizard. Jesus.
I'm just back here behind this curtain.
You know who he sends me to?
Grifter.
Dr. Oz. And I said, you're a snake oil salesman.
God.
And Dr. Oz, you're a double snake oil salesman.
Well.
And then you know what he told me? Go talk to Wisp. And I said, Wisp is hurting over here. And do you remember when we were talking about how great Mr. Roboto was, but all the other stick songs can get a little confusing.
Domo Arigato.
That's when I was supposed to talk to you about my rash. And so I'm angry at all of the Oz's right now. Even the TV show Oz. Get him in the cannon.
Put him in the cannon. Mickey, you've been pretty quiet over there. Are things okay?
I thought that things would be better. I thought that I would be reforming myself in the 108.9 The Hawk studio. That had the great ass of Meatloaf in the back. But now I'm in a stinky RV, and I don't know, am I going to be doing Hair House here?
Well, it's a long story. We were in an RV.
Yeah.
This one stinks just like it, but it's not a fully functional RV.
This is not Tim Rice's RV, which was my house that I was legally squatting in, and now we no longer because it was blown up, but it was recreated by the contractor who was putting off the recreation of our studio for a very long time, and now we are just in a recreation of it. And I gotta say, Mickey, this show is in a fair state of disrepair, and we're also firing on all cylinders all at once.
It's a little bit of both. We're both angry that we have to play Learn to Fly by Foo Fighters.
Oh my God.
But we're also happy that for the once, even though his name comes first and I am completely, completely just out of my wits about that. But what a doodle, right? What do you doodle?
You know what? Now I'm starting to learn what a doodle.
What a doodle. Come on.
And then I'm like, am I going to say that was Fight to the Angels by Slaughter?
Oh, that's not happening. I'll say right now, that is not happening with these new playlists.
Jason, you're here. You're the program director.
You might play Sugar Ray's Fly. That could be the closest to that.
No.
Look, I'm saying no to that as well, but I mean, this is what we've got to handle. Like I said, disrepair, firing on all cylinders all at once.
Is Hair House canceled? That's not my answer. That's not my
answer. Look, I'm looking at the papers and saying, nope, that's not my answer. Nope, I don't know.
Okay, so you guys are all pointing at me.
Look, I don't want to kill the messenger, but you already heard our segment there.
I mean, yeah, we did the segment.
I mean, we did the segment. Have
done the segment.
My God.
And then we did Canon after that, which was really good for radio, and everybody really enjoyed it. So I guess you're kind of in the canon now, Jason Gore.
It's gonna kind of go.
Okay, well, Mickey, Hair House is canceled. The boss won't let us do it, and I'm really sorry. I asked Boss Ron, and they said it's not a Poseidon Radio type show anymore. But he said that if you wanted to cover 90s rock, the grunge and all that stuff that killed what you love, if you want to do that stuff, like maybe like a show on Silverchair, like you cover the entire Frog Stomp record. I mean,
that's definitely what people are aching for, is for all the deep cuts on Silverchair's Frog Stomp.
Please. You know, no, wait, too, fat boy. I always thought he was directing that at me, and I'm like, Daniel Johns.
Rude.
I will drone you.
I mean, and then he's like, I'm only 16, because he's Australian, right?
And he stayed 16.
He stays 16.
He got caught in a vortex. He's still 16 and still uses that excuse.
Married to Natalie Imbruglia, it was a real... Even then, he's still 16, married to Natalie Imbruglia, it was a real May December situation.
Jesus.
Mickey, I'm sorry. I tried everything that I could.
He didn't try hard enough.
Oh, my God. Look on Mickey's face there. Jesus.
He didn't try hard enough.
Wow, my God. I haven't seen Mickey's face like this since that video from the last JetBoy show. My God, when he was freaking out.
Oh, he was so freaking out. But that was a joy. That was a joy. He was enjoying seeing JetBoy.
Oh,
now he's just,
anyone who ever saw JetBoy,
God,
that's all they care about, was that's what they did with their lives.
Jeff.
What?
He just shot out some wings out of his back.
Oh, I had a feeling this was going to happen. I'm not going to lie. I thought this was going to happen.
We will play Slaughter. We will play White Lion. We will...
Oh, he's got me by the neck. He's got me by the neck.
Play Shout at the Devil.
I mean, he's got you by the neck.
Oh, my God. He just killed Jason Gore.
He just killed Jason Gore. My gosh.
That makes me program director now.
Wow.
No arguments here.
I mean, I'm not going to be fighting you on that one.
I would usually say get in the cannon, but...
No, we're not going to be getting in the cannon either.
I will be in my office making decisions.
Wow.
Okay.
That's certainly threatening. Interesting. Quite a bunch of developments today, I gotta say.
What a Jeff and Wisp show. That's
Krog is Ma Sharni, and Mickey Macbeth has returned from the ether and
Jason
has become
Gore's
the new
right
program.
Here?
Oh, right. I probably shouldn't have led with becomes new program director.
I'm still okay. I'm still alive.
And Jason is dead. I can't believe.
He is dead. There is no
dead as a door now.
He just knocked me out for a second. I'm fine. We can fire.
We're never gonna hear entertainment news again.
And that's a damn shame. You know?
Oh, what a shame, man. I loved that segment so much.
I know, we can fire it. I just gotta go get my office. I'll be.
Oh,
and wow,
he thinks he's going to his office.
He thinks he's going to his office.
Wow,
good
the ghost of Jason Gore, because that's what I'm imagining.
Oh.
He may even go hang out with the ghost of Greg Allman.
Oh, God, if only we could. Well, anyway, a lot of great stuff happening this morning on 108.9 The Hawk.
6:24.
6:20. Oh, Tom Morello coming in the next segment. He's going to talk to us about guitars.
Oh, of course. Oh, and coming up right after Tom Morello, our good friend Skeet Ulrich, and he's going to be talking to us about... Oh, he's going to teach Tom Morello about playing just a regular bar chord instead of some bleeps and bloops.
One needed to. It's Rage on 108.9 The Hawk. Babo.
Case in point.
Babo. Babo. Wicca, wicca, wicca,
waka, waka.
Oh, Skeet's shaking his head. He's saying, quit it now.
Ah, he knows.
Ah, Skeet, he knows. We'll see you next time on The Hawk. Hey, everybody, it's Jeff and Wisp here telling you, thanking you for listening to 108.9 The Hawk by telling you, thank you for listening to 108.9 The Hawk. You get new episodes when, Jeff?
Every Monday, right on the free feed.
Now, what if I wanted to listen to an episode a one a week early?
Then what you have to do is go to our Patreon, patreon.com/108.9TheHawk.
Now, there's also bonus shows there. You get Hawk Rock Talk and a bunch of other cool stuff. And you support the world's greatest podcast about a fictional classic rock radio station, 108.9 The Hawk. That's patreon.com/108.9TheHawk.
And if you can't do that, then go and hit that subscribe button. Tell some of your friends and leave us a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
And if you can't do that, we're going to need you to get in the cannon!